This is Sounds Like Adventure, an actual play podcast all about fun roleplay, short runtimes, and great sound design. I'm your host and DM, Jack Trainer, and I'm joined by my co-hosts and players, Jacob Sirachi and China Venzel. Hey there, it's another episode of Sounds Like Adventure. It's me, Jack. Hey, how you going? Thanks for joining us for part two of this four-part series where we introduce you to the brand new members of Sounds Like Adventure. Last week you met Jazzy, and this week we're keeping that train rolling and I'm going to introduce you to your next new cast member. So if you're a long-time listener, this person, like Jazzy, you have already heard because they were a runner-up in our initial giveaway. So this person's got a really interesting background. They're a barber. They have some really cool and interesting ideas about D&D. They run their own gaming channel. It's called Darth Derekus Gaming. And of course, I'm talking about Derek. So I don't want to waste any time. We'll dive straight into the chat with Derek. But before we do, I just want to let you know, I'm recording some of these chats in some different environments. So sometimes my mic sounds a little bit different. But with all that in mind, let's dive in to our chat with Derek and introduce you to your brand new member of Sounds Like Adventure.
Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
Congratulations. You're a part of the Sounds Like Adventure crew. You're joining the show.
This is like beyond exciting for me. This is so cool.
Tell us a little bit. For anyone who didn't hear that very first time that you were on the show, how did you get into this whole world of tabletop games?
Oh, that started back in 3.5 edition of D&D. That's like 20 odd years ago now, I think. I think it was like 03-ish. So the first session was, I was a fighter, human, your typical. Then I got cleaved in half by my brother who critically failed. So even though it was a tragic start, that just got me in. And the guy who actually taught us, he was just this massive, like, tabletop RPG nerd. So through him, I've played, like, a plethora of different games and systems. So this is, to be able to add one more now, it's just going to be so cool.
We do go into the story, like, in a bit more detail in the previous time that we caught up. So if that piques your interest, head back. There's a bonus episode in season one of Sounds Like Adventure. And you can hear the tale of how Derek got chopped in half in his very first game of D&D, but continued. My God, by the way, you said 2003, 20 years ago. That's 20 years was only 2003? That can't be right. Oh, no.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Well, before we both crumble into dust here, you have a gaming channel as well. What's that called?
It's Darth underscore Derekus underscore gaming.
Nice. And what do you do over there?
It's just me sharing my love of all things gaming. That's like video games, board games, TTRPGs, anything to do with like painting miniatures and whatnot. So it's only small for now, but I'll eventually start doing more things. Like I've started a playthrough of the Call of Cthulhu game on PS5. So I've been uploading a few bits here and there, so it's just a bit of fun really. So
but you were saying in your like your gaming world at the moment, maybe not being recorded for the regular consumption, you watch that Fallout TV show and you've done what I've done and send it back into Fallout 4. How are you going with that? Where are you up to? How many hours have you put in?
Oh, I've only just started, so I've only just done the whole Concord part where you get the power suit. So I'm on my way to Diamond City now. But I've got a few mods on which make it a bit more realistic, and it's just brutal. It's so brutal.
I booted it up on Xbox Series X and I played it ages ago. I played it when it came out and I never finished the main story. So I'm having another crack at it. I'm modded the hell out of that thing. Like I used up all the space that it allowed me to use. And there's some cool mods on there. And the best one I reckon is called Cheat Terminal, and it's remove your carry capacity, because that makes that game a million times better if you just pick up everything you see. Because that's what I do. I just pick it everything up. That wasteland is barren after I go through, even more so because like all the cans are gone. Give me them adjustable wrenches. I'm taking them all.
The desk fans?
Yeah, the desk fans. I need them. I need everything. and then another thing that you and I have in common that we both like wrestling, yes. Which I think is probably the only two of us on the show. You may be the only one who's getting all the wrestling references that I'm putting into Sounds Like Adventure.
Yep.
Well, thank you. I'm glad someone is. So how did you get into wrestling? Let's just touch on this briefly and bore everybody to this.
Ever since I was little, like, I usually always just like wrestling was always like on TV usually as well. Like I was originally born in Italy, so I came here when I was 8. But even in, they used to show like WWF back then too as well, like repeats. So I remember seeing kind of like Coco Beware, like Ultimate Warrior, Papa Shango, like all the old school names. And then I just kind of, yeah, just I've always liked it. Just like going through like getting like back in the day, getting dad set up like 2 VCRs so that we can record WCW at nighttime when we went to bed, so that we can watch it in the morning.
We're gonna have to start another show where we talk only about wrestling because I think the listenership just like tanked right now. But anyway, let's just not worry about that too much. To close things out, Jazzy and I spoke a little bit about characters. So can you tell us a little bit about your character? Give us a little tease. What are you thinking for our campaign in the world of The Expanse?
For this one here, I actually got this idea for just like a character in general. It was the Sounds Like Adventure episode where Siok and Otis were fighting the little kobolds in the club. Siok done that massive elbow drop on that big. I'm like, oh, how cool would it be to be like some kind of like pro wrestling type character? So my character in The Expanse is going to be like an ex-pro wrestler who like suffered like a career-ending injury, who's had to then move to like a new profession. So I'm thinking either like mechanic or pilot or just something cool like that. But he's just going to be, yeah, like the lovable big guy with a heart of gold who's just going to like suplex people when they just wrong him.
Wow, that's amazing. I feel like I have inceptioned this into existence by putting wrestling stuff in the podcast, slowly working backwards to what I want. I'm going to turn everyone into wrestlers and then we're just going to have a WWF game. There is a wrestling TTRPG, by the way, that we may need to explore at some stage.
I have to research this.
Absolutely. Derek, thanks so much for joining on the show. And once again, congratulations. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, good. Thanks for having me. I'm just so excited to start and just bring the love of TTRPGs to all the listeners out there. So
perfect.